Amen.
Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary. Good morning, everybody on YouTube. Good morning, everybody on Facebook. This is what? The day that the Lord has made. So let's take a second before we go into prayer and just let's let all that stuff that's been on us all week off. Okay? In the presence of the Lord, there's peace. Right? Whatever you've been worrying about all week, let it go right now. Because we want to get in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen. There's peace in His presence. So let us all stand. I'm going to open us up in prayer. For those of you who are at home, welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Please stand up at home as we are going to have prayer and get in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for bringing us to this wonderful morning. Lord, despite all the storms that have been going on, you brought us a bright, beautiful day. Hallelujah. A day, hallelujah, where we can celebrate your presence. Lord, we've got a farmer's market going on, but we see how you take the earth and plant the seed. And things grow to your glory. Lord, plant that seed in us this morning. Plant that good word in us. That we would not be stony ground. That we would not have weeds and thorns around our hearts. But instead, Lord, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. And write your word on the fleshy tables of our hearts. Plant that seed in us this morning, Lord Jesus, that our lives would be at peace, that our households would be filled with your love, Christ Jesus, and that your light would shine on us, and that as we encounter people throughout the week, they would see your light on us and say, well, where is that coming from? And that you would place a good word in us. And we would say, come see a man. Come meet my Lord. So, Lord, give us a ready word this morning. A word that not only comforts us, a word that not only guides us and leads us, but a word that we could give to somebody else. A word that we would witness to your glory to somebody else. Because, Lord, every day we walk past people in need. Lord, forgive us for when we ignore them. Give us a heart to be sensitive to them, an ear to hear their cries, and the word that you want to give to them for their situation. We thank you, Lord, because you have done that for us. There was a point in our life where things just weren't going right. Glory, 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 hallelujah. You spoke to us. You sent somebody to witness unto us. You sent somebody to encourage us. You sent a good word to us. You sent a preacher to us. You sent a teacher to us. Oh, Lord, that when everything looked like it wasn't going to work out. Lord, when some people were wrapped up in their various sins and addictions, and pride, and worry, and sickness, your light came through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So give us a good word this day. Anoint the mouth of our pastor to deliver your word. Prepare our ears and our hearts that we would receive its richness and that we would be at peace. And Lord, glory, hallelujah, that you would receive all the praise in the things we do and say. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another Sunday. that we have the opportunity to get into your presence. And in your name we pray, Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Be encouraged, church. Amen. Amen. He did it for you before. He'll do it again. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read our scripture for this morning. I'm coming out of Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. 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 You can be seated. Amen. 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 What did that word say? Rejoice in tribulation. Where did we hear that in our Bible study recently? My brethren, what? Count it all joy, right? Count it all joy. Because even though we may go through our tribulations, when the Lord is present, we have what? Peace. Amen? Amen. Everybody ready for a word? Everybody excited for a word? Do you realize how good a word is for you? You know, when you're watching football, you jump up, touchdown! Here comes a touchdown. Are you ready for some good word? I'm going to step aside, have our pastor, Jonathan E. Ford, take over. Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning, and God bless you. Shall we all stand? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. And so we thank God for a beautiful day. I don't know about you, but all week long I was praying for Sunday. I'm like, Lord, don't let it rain on Sunday, please. We got all this stuff outside. We don't let it rain. But to God be the glory. Someone told me one time, every day you wake up is a good day. If you wake up and there's breath and strength in your body, it is a good day. So we're going to turn our attention to the Word of God, because there is much to accomplish this Sunday. So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the very first chapter. And we're just going to read a couple of verses. I do want to give a special thanks to everyone that was on the planning committee today for our farmers market and our soil to sanctuary. Months, weeks of planning. Thank God to all of you. So I'll share this with you. They said, Pastor, we gotta start right at 12. The vendors gotta get set up. We gotta get the music going, all that good stuff. So I saw where the conversation was going. So I said, okay. I said, how much time do I have? Do I have my normal amount of time or not my normal amount of time? I said, do I have a lot or a little time? They said, well, Pastor, you actually have no time. I said, how are you going to take me down to zero? But to God be the glory. You guys have that Isaiah, the first chapter? And we're just going to look at verses 18 to 20. Just three verses. Keep it short and simple. The Word of God says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen. And so this morning, I just want to talk for a few brief minutes. I want to talk about eating the good of the land. Okay? This prophet declares unto Israel that you have a choice. Based on how you decide, you can either eat the good of the land or be eaten by your enemies that surround the land. It's the choice you have. You know Israel's history. That's exactly what happened. The Babylonians, the Persians, they were all the surrounding nations eventually became in and conquered them. Okay? Eating the good of the land. Father in heaven, we say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of our God shall be praised. For if we refuse to praise you, the rocks will cry out. In our disobedience, they will cry out in obedience, because your word declared, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Lord, I do not want rocks crying out for me. I want my voice to be added to the chorus of heaven, where all of heaven says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord our God. So, Lord, you're worthy to be praised, and you shall be praised. We give you the fruit of our lips, and we won't hold back. Why? You've been so good, kind, merciful, long-suffering, patient, good, faithful. What a wonderful God you are to us. What a wonderful Savior you are to us. So we love you, we thank you, and we praise your name. And all of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Eating the good of the land. Come now, let us reason together. Let's talk about this thing. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I don't know about you, but I want to eat the good of the land. I've already tasted the bad of the land, you know, and I know I don't want any more of that. But I want it. The Bible says this of our God. It says, oh, taste and see. I wish I had my real church. That the Lord is good. And so for him to use that word to taste and to see, that means he's going to give us good things, things that satisfy us, things that are pleasing to us, right? That's why he's telling us, taste and see. Try what I am giving to you and see if it's not beneficial and a blessing to you. Amen. So let's get to it. Today, we will eat the good of the land. We will do it in a natural sense. As we have fresh produce, fruits and vegetables from our own church garden right here in the back, along with fresh fruits and vegetables from other black and brown farmers in the tri-state area. And likewise, if we choose to obey the word of God, we can also eat the good of the land in a spiritual sense as well. Not just in a natural sense, but in a spiritual sense as well. And that's what Israel failed to realize, is that God not only wanted to bless them naturally, he also wanted to bless them spiritually, right? Right? So if we want to put ourselves in the seat of Israel and says, hey, when God has given us this choice, we got to understand it's just not to be blessed naturally. But our Bible tells us that our God is what? Our God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when God blesses you, God is going to bless you first and foremost spiritually. If you're a part of my real church, raise your hand. The real church, no, that... When you bless me, I expect however you're going to bless me, it's going to come in a natural sense. But because God is a spirit, when God says, I'm going to bless you, the abundance of his blessing is going to be spiritual. Are you with me? Raise your hand if you want a spiritual blessing. Right? Right? Not everybody wants a spiritual blessing, right? The majority wants a natural. If I see another news show with the people standing out around the street buying tickets for the Mega Million, why? Because they want a natural blessing, right? But what shouldn't we as children of God desire and crave a spiritual blessing from our Heavenly Father? Am I right about it? So the book of Isaiah opens with a courtroom scene in which the Lord is the plaintiff. The nation of Israel is the defendant. And instead of responding to God's ultimate care and provision for them, the Israelites have failed to give him the loving obedience that is due unto the Lord. They failed to do it. And as a result of their failure, as a result of their unwillingness, check it out now, God takes them to court. Whatever you do, don't ever let God take you to court. I'm telling you, I'm helping you now. You can pay me your lawyer's fee now. Why you don't want? Because you're going to lose, right? The word of God says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's not that who would do it. The devil does it every day. But who has enough evidence to overrule the Lord God Almighty? You guys, all right. I was gonna bring it in, but if y'all gonna make me work, I'm gonna make you work. Right? Who can bring a charge? God, even though this is the whole sermon here, I'm coming at it sideways. Even though we are sinful. Even though we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, it is God who has washed us in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. So get this, the enemy is actually right when he presents his evidence against us. We are actually guilty. Look at somebody and say, you're guilty, man. Right. And you're guilty not because I said you're guilty. You're guilty because you know what you did. You don't need me to tell you. You don't need me to point it out. Raise your hand if you know you're guilty. I know I'm guilty. I know I done said some stuff, done some stuff, been some places I shouldn't have been, right? All right? And I know I'm guilty. So if the enemy ever charges me, I'm guilty, right? I don't have a defense against it, right? But I'm glad, even though I don't have evidence to exonerate me, I do have the best lawyer that heaven can provide. And our heavenly attorney, our great high priest, and we worked this the other Sunday, I'm not going to do it again, but our high priest is at the right hand of the Father, and he's ever making intercession for us. And he's not saying, Father, oh, excuse them again this time. Oh, they didn't really mean it that time. Oh, they did. No, 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 no. This is what your high priest does. Your high priest shows the wound in his side. I wish I had my real church. Our high priest does not try to conjure up evidence to prove that we're better than what we really are. No, he just shows the nail prints that are in his hand. He just removes his priestly garment and shows the spear going in his side. And the Bible said when the Roman soldier thrust his spear, the Bible said out came blood and water. Blood for redemption and forgiveness of sins. Water, a sign of life. Not natural life, but eternal life. That's why he told the Pharisee at night, this isn't it. He said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. Even though I may die, I shall live again. Even though I am guilty, the blood of Jesus exonerates me. The blood of the Lamb washes white. Good God, help me. Let me give you this. And the reason the devil can't get his case over is because of something called double jeopardy. He tries me. And this is in your Bible. The Bible said that the adversary, the enemy, that when the sons of God went up to pray, he went too. If the devil's not around when you're praying, you're not praying hard enough. He said when the sons of God went up to pray, the adversary came with them. Why? To refute them. To keep them from praying. But when he brings his charges against God's elect, the evidence proves we're guilty. And we are deserving of the penalty of God's judgment and death. But this is the wonder of God's plan of redemption. God, being a just God, doesn't overthrow the courtroom proceedings and say, oh, I'm making a special declaration. He says, no, no. Everything has been done in order. And yes, Joshua is guilty. And there must be a payment or a judgment for this sin. But that's what I like about my high priest. My high priest says, okay, this is what we're going to do. The penalty of death is justified. But instead of having him, her, you, me, receive our just judgment. Our high priest steps up, takes off his priestly robes, takes off his high priestly garments, and he says, Father, I'll go down. Prepare me a human body, and I'm going to pay in my own body the just sentence that is deserved for this man or this one. He said, prepare me a body. So my attorney doesn't step back and say, I did the best I could. I tried everything within the confines of the law, but you've still been found guilty. But our high priest said, yes, you've been found guilty. And yes, the great judge is just, and payment must be rendered. But I'll offer up my body as a living sacrifice. I'll be the red heifer out of the Israelite sacrifice. I'll be the one that'll carry all of your sins away. Put it on me. I'll bear it. Put it on me. I'll give it. All because I love you. I love you. And the Father wants you to eat the good of the land. Somebody shout yes. So he says, come now. Listen how your God talks. Let us reason together. One of the things I love most about our God is his sense of reasonableness. That if we sin and fall short of the mark, he said, all you have to do is ask for forgiveness. That's all you got to do. Why? He said, because I'm a reasonable God. I'm not going to just drop the hammer on you. He said, look at the evidence. You're already guilty, Israel. But he said, look, come back. Allow me an opportunity to bless you. Even though you don't deserve it. Even though you've done the opposite of what I asked you to do. How many of that sounds like you? I know that sounds like me. Come, let us reason together. Here it is. Here's the whole sermon right here. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your sins are like crimson, they shall be as wool. The Lord is gracious. Psalms 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works. So this crimson and scarlet, it pictures to us the severity of the sin. Because it wasn't light red, pink. It wasn't a soft color. It was deep red, scarlet. I mean, that's just not just that it's red, but a deep red, signifying for us the two colors speak of the extreme iniquity and perversity by which Israel had lived. So they were guilty of serious stuff. They had serious charges brought against them by God. But yet God said, they shall be as white as snow. And white even as wool. Snow and wool are substances that are naturally white and therefore portray what is clean. The blood and guilt having been removed and washed away. The miracle there is not that we were ever white as snow. Not that we were ever wool. The Bible says we were conceived in iniquity, right? That in sin, our mothers conceived us in their wombs. But in spite of being born into this dark and this perverseness of humanity, God said, I am still willing to clean you and clean you and make you white, not just as snow or wool. The implication there is to make you white as if you had never sinned. All right, that's getting a little bit better. It's not everybody, but at least somebody understands what I'm saying. So when he said, I'm going to make you as white as snow and as white as wool, he's not saying I'm going to wash you and get you as clean as I can. He said, I am going to do a miracle. And I am going to make you appear as if you have never been stained by sin before. Psalms 51:7 says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 19, let me move on. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing or willingness speaks of the proper attitude, which is humility. Most times when we fail to obey the word of God, it's because we refuse to humble ourselves to the word of God. Okay? He said, if you're willing and obedience, willingness speaks of the proper attitude, while obedience speaks of the proper action in response to God's word. Don't you know, once you hear God's word, it is required at your hand? Do you realize that? That once the word of God goes forth and you hear it, you are not, this is what the word of God says. The word of God says, he said, if you're guilty of little, he said, you'll be beaten with a few stripes. If you're guilty of much, he said, you're going to be beaten with many stripes. The implication there is that you're going to pay either way. You follow what I'm saying? Why? Because it's required now. You've heard it. That's why the passion to preach the gospel is so heavy on. We got to get that word out, because he cannot come again until all have heard the message. Because once they hear it, then you got a responsibility to respond to it. Look at someone and say, stop acting like you didn't hear it. You did hear. And Lord knows you hear it now. On your phone, on the internet, it's everywhere now. And, you know, 20, 30 years ago, a generation ago, we could get by not going to church. Oh, I didn't hear it. I haven't been in church a couple of weeks, but hey. But now we're guilty because it's all around us, right? The word of God being pushed out, right? Even as the enemy raises his stakes, so the Lord raises his. That's why he says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Spirit will what? Raise a standard, right? And that standard is equal to and greater than what the enemy is bringing. So even though he's coming in with floodwaters, God lifts up a standard. He lifts up a dam that is greater than. Do you follow what I'm saying? So I got to respond with the proper attitude, and I've got to respond with the proper action, which is obedience. He says, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh one rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. When you begin to eat the good of the land, This is what I love about how God blesses you. When God blesses you, you don't have to pay anybody back. Right? Right? How many of you are holding IOUs in your hand? Right? You owe your sister your job. Right? You owe your aunt your boyfriend.
Used to be her boyfriend.
Leave it alone, Pastor. Leave it alone. Right, right. You always owe somebody. You owe somebody on the block for hooking you up and getting your car fixed. And they always got it over your head. You know you wouldn't have nothing if I. You know you wouldn't have got that job if I didn't. You know you would have never got in that house if I didn't introduce you to my nephew. Right? Right? They always just when you about to give the Lord a praise, they just slip that in there. Oh, I saw you shout. I'm so glad the Lord blessed you. Yeah, I'm so glad he used me to bless. They always got something on you. But look what the word of God says. The blessing of the Lord maketh one rich. That's why a lot of people get excited about that. Oh, make me rich. No, that's not it. The kicker is this. It addeth. Now you're doing better. I had to go 20 minutes to get you there, but at least you're doing better. That means when God blesses you, you don't owe anybody nothing. Because it wasn't them hooking you up that made the difference. It was God opening a door that no man can shut. It was my God that made a way. I wish I had folks in my church over 70. Because this is what the folks, saints used to say in the old church, is that he made a way out of no way. No one would help. No one would support. But thanks be to God, in my darkest hour, do I have a witness in the church? The Lord stepped in. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet. I got to get out of it. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I said, Lord, how do I get them to understand? He said, tell them that my goodness and mercy is going to be their perpetual shadow. I don't know if you realize it, but you can't shake your shadow. Wherever you go, your shadow goes with you. A psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Let me get out of here so we can go outside. Look at somebody and say, hey, look at your shadow. It's following you. And your shadow is nothing more than God's goodness. Your shadow is nothing more than God's mercy. And it's following you wherever you go. If you get this, I'll quit. I'm telling you. It follows you wherever you go. So even when your life goes down, this is all you got to do to be blessed. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to call your prayer partner. You ain't got to call the request line and say, put my name on the prayer request list. I'm getting the Lord told me to bless you. Here it is. All you got to do is simply look over your shoulder and see the shadow of God. That even when you're in trouble, goodness and mercy are right behind. Good God, help me preach. even when loans are turned down, even when relationships get tough, just look, oh, good God, help me. Help me pray. Everybody, just turn around and look over your shoulder. Yes, that's my shadow. That's my shadow. And my shadow is a sign and a reminder to me that goodness and mercy are following me everywhere I go, even when my life takes a turn for the worse. Surely goodness and mercy, in spite of what happens, we shall eat the good of the land. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. So here it is. So here it is. You're willing and obedient. He said, you shall. Not you might. Not, well, let me see. I get back next to you. Get back to you next month. He said, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, shame on you if you didn't get your praise on. Right? Because now look, verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. It is better to obey the word of God than to disobey. Right? This is what my Bible tells me. That obedience is better than a sacrifice. Do you know what a sacrifice is? What the Bible author is going at when he says that? Obedience is better than a sacrifice. A sacrifice is anything you offer up as an excuse for why you didn't obey. I can't make it any plain. That's what a sacrifice is, right? You offer up something else in place of what God wanted. And all God wanted was for you to obey his word. The Bible says obedience is better than anything you offer up in place of obedience to God's word. That put a little different spin on it, right? So when the King James didn't say all of that, well, hence, that's why he gives you teachers, right? Explain the word of God. So that what? So that we can stop offering up dead, unclean, unholy sacrifice. You know what the outcry of the book of Malachi is? Most people may always say, Pastor, Malachi is that they didn't offer the tithes. That wasn't it. The outcry, listen to this. You read Malachi chapter 1. This is the outcry. This is God's issue with them. God said, I want a holy sacrifice, firstborn and unblemished. Bring that and offer that as a sacrifice. They offered to God animals that were maimed, meaning they were crippled, meaning they had no value. They offered them animals that were diseased. They took that out of the flock and brought that to the priest. Said, here's my sin offering. God said, I want the firstborn. He got to be clean and unblemished. Meaning he's got to be perfect. Meaning he had to be the best of what you had. But in Malachi's time, they offered lame animals, diseased animals, animals that in their caring for them, they bruised them, broke their leg. They fell down a hill. And they would just brush it off and say, no, no, this is suitable for God. And that's what we do every time we offer a sacrifice unto God. Whatever our excuse is, yours, mine, we all have them. We're telling God, this is good enough for you. Watch this. And this is all you deserve. That's the outcry of Malachi. You read chapter 1, it says the whole thing. That's what he's, that's really that. That's where the frustration and the fear of God comes from. It's not that they weren't offering sacrifices. It's that they were giving them, they were giving God what they didn't want. And they still expected God. Took y'all half an hour, but y'all finally got there. Right? Right? And I can tell by the way you're looking and listening that the Word of God is sinking in. Because all of us are guilty of it. The shame of it is that when God gave a sacrifice for us, when God said, wait a minute, I'm going to make a sacrifice for them. He gave us his very best. Yet when he requires a sacrifice of us, we give him the very least we have. And we offer unholy sacrifices unto God. Now you see why I said I wish you would have got your praise on earlier. The sermon goes off the cliff. It goes down. Right? And look, good preaching should always do that. Woe be unto the preachers of the gospel that just preach you up and leave you up. Because the reality is we don't live up there yet. We live down here. Right? And we've got a battle to fight. He tells his disciples, as I have suffered, arm yourself. Likewise, if the enemy did that to me, guess what's in store for you? It's not surprising then that Jesus says this. He says this, take up your cross. He didn't say take up your backpack, your fancy briefcase with your initials, your Louis Vuitton bag. No, he said take up your cross. Because if they nailed me to one, they're going to nail you to one. But don't worry about it. Just be obedient. They put me on a cross. They killed me. And they put me in a borrowed tomb. But we know the gospel message, right? That what? Early Sunday morning, up from the grave, he arose, a mighty triumph over his foes. And he says in Revelation, I am he that what was dead, but now am alive forevermore. Let me, it's over. Here it is. Get this. God wants you to eat the good of the land. That's his will for you. That was his will for Israel. That's his will for the church. He wants us to eat the good of the land, both naturally and spiritually. Right? But we've got a part to play in it. He's already played his part. Now we've got to play our part. And he said, the only thing you got to do is be willing and obedient. We don't do anything out of today's sermon or in response to today's message. Develop the conviction to be willing and obedient. And let's stop offering God unholy sacrifices, profane sacrifices. Let's give God our obedience. Let's live for him. Let's die for him so that we can hear him say one Sunday, well done. Well done. Good, faithful servant. What makes you good? Your faithfulness. Your willingness to obey. Right? If you got it, say, I got it. If you had enough, say, Pastor, that's enough. Smart. Yeah, y'all got there. It took y'all 40 minutes, but you got there. Come on, let's stand. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. He wants you to eat the good of the land. Whatever the need, whatever your personal situation, just look back over your shoulder. And I want you to see that God has goodness and mercy following you wherever you go. Whether your life is going up, or whether or not your life is going down. Whether your life is moving forward. Or whether or not your life just seems to be spinning in circles. You go back to the high school reunion and everybody is doing better. Except you. Everyone's married now. Everyone has kids now. Everyone's businesses is flourishing. Except yours. Really, the purpose of the message is don't get discouraged. Just look over your shoulder. I'm telling you, if you look, you'll see him. Goodness and mercy. Do you know what that means, goodness and mercy? You know what mercy is? Forgiveness. That is, if you just turn around, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, get this, he's faithful and just to forgive us. That's why mercy follows you. So that when you sin, you can just turn around and say, mercy. I know I did. I didn't want to do it. I yielded to temptation. But I want to offer God a better sacrifice. Mercy is right there. And then after you get forgiveness, goodness steps up. So now God wants to bless you. Now God's going to set the table. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And he prepares a table before me. I'm serious. I'm quitting after this. But you got to understand the blessing of what he said. Get this. Get this. Thou preparest a table. Who do you invite to a table in your house? Only two people you invite to a table in your house. Your family and your friends. Right? Family, you sit, you eat at the table. Right? That's the way grandma used to do it. Come on, we all gonna eat at the table. I know now everybody eat in their room with the headphones on and all of that nonsense. But the table. If you get this, you get this, you go home a winner. He said, thou preparest a table before me. You ready? You read it. You know what it says? In the presence of my enemies. If you don't have enemies, you never get to eat at God's table. You hear what he says? It's in the presence of my enemies. That's when God is at his best. Is when your enemies come up against you. You don't know how bad God is until your enemies stand up. You don't know how powerful God is until trouble knocks on your door. That's when you know. David said, I would have fainted. He never told me he would give me a table. That when my enemies come in, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he would set a standard. He would make me in the midst of trouble. He said, sit and eat. He said, let me handle all of this. Just sit and eat. Eat the goodness of the land. This message is for somebody. The message is for somebody. Don't run from the trouble. God's calling you to sit at the table. He's going to do it. He said, I'm going to fight your battles. I'm going to give you the victory. I'm going to be the one that brings you out. All you got to do is let the Lord do it. You're here this Sunday and you're fighting a battle. Will you come for prayer? I just want to touch and agree with you. If you're up against it, if the enemy's coming into your life and your situation like a flood, come all across here, all across here. Just line the altar. Come. Today is your breakthrough. Today, God causes you to see your shadow. Will you come? Will you come? Why not come and eat the good of the land? Would you come? Bishop, will you join me? Will you join me and help me pray for him, Bishop? I believe God has a window in heaven that he wants to open for you, your family. Just come. Come only if you're up against it. Only come if you're under attack. If you got everything under control, you know your way out, you know how it's going to go, this altar call is not for you. This is for those that are in trouble. David said, I was in trouble and I cried out to the Lord. He said, Lord, you got to help me. I'm up against it. I know what other people are doing. I know what other people are getting, but I'm not seeing that in my life. And Lord, I need a breakthrough today. Oh, I'm so glad for the farmer's market. And I came to get some cabbage head and I came to get collard greens. But more than anything else, I need a blessing from the Lord. I don't want to leave this place until the Lord blesses me. I don't want to leave his presence until he touches the hollow of my hip, causing me to know that it was the Lord that brought me out. You here, will you come? Somebody bring me that oil. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord's going to do it. The Lord's going to do it. He's our God, our bulwark, and our strength. Yeah, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Bishop, I'm going to have you pray for the women when I get to them. the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the hand of the Lord be upon you. Precious in his sight. He said, forbid not the little children to come unto me, mighty man of God. The Lord's going to bless you, young man. You're going to be a mighty man of God. Look at you. Bright-eyed, strong, healthy. Trust in the Lord. That's your portion. That's your portion. That's my man of God. That's my man of God. Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Give her the full weight of your spirit, Lord, from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Release and loose her today, Lord. Stop every plan and every attack of the enemy. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against it in the blood of the risen Savior Christ himself. She belongs to you. She's the handmaid of God. God, anoint her today, fresh from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Anoint her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Anoint her and set her free, God. Break the bands of the enemy. Come against the attack of what he wants to do in her life. God, have your way. Fulfill every promise. Do everything you promised you would do, God, in Jesus' name. Full weight. The full weight of his blessing. The full weight of his blessing be upon you now. Jesus' name. Yeah. 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 Let the Lord do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to step behind you now. There it is. That's it. That's it. Receive. There you go. Take her from me. There it is. That's it. There it is. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. There it is. There it is. There it is. It was waiting for you to come. There it is. You'll have your portion. Cry out to the Lord. He knows. He knows. He's not just your mother's God. He's your God too. Trust him. Trust him. Ananana Mosha. Trust him. Trust him. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's why you come. He'll break every burden. He'll break every burden. Mighty man of God, name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, with your hands lifted up. Lord, thank you for this your manservant. Thank you for how you brought him. Thank you for how you kept him. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're going to do in his life. Hallelujah. Greater days. Hallelujah. Greater works than this. Hallelujah. Prepare him for the days that are ahead. Hallelujah. Prepare him for what you're calling him to do, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Lord, reward his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Bless him and keep him. Remember his offspring, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, mighty, mighty man of God, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Receive ye now. Yes, receive. Hallelujah. Your hands lifted up. Lord, receive. Receive what God has for you. If you're hungry, he'll feed you. If you're thirsty, he'll quench your thirst. Hallelujah. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head, from the crown of her head, God, down to the sole of her feet, God, Hallelujah, a fresh anointing. Hallelujah, a fresh anointing, God. Satisfy the longing in her heart. Satisfy the hunger that she has for you. Do it now. Do it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mighty woman of God, be loosed and set free. Be loosed and set free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty man of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Lord, we thank you for him. All these years of his life, you've kept him, sustained him. Father, now release him into his purpose. Cause him to come to know you, your strength, and in your power, that he might know your purpose for his life. God, I pray that you would anoint him from the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet. God, anoint his hands. Anoint his mind. God, release his giftedness in the spirit realm, Lord. God, use him for your glory. God, lift him up, God. Let him be an example of what you can do. Show forth your power in his life, in his home, in his family, in his business. Bless all that he puts his hands to do, God. Belongs to you. He belongs to you. Show yourself strong in his life. In Jesus' name. Mighty man of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Yes. 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 Yeah. Give the Lord the praise due his name. He's already done so many great things. Yes. I hear the Lord saying, I want you to praise me for it. Yeah. So that's how you're going to get your breakthrough. So that's how it's going to happen. So the more you bless me, the more I'm going to bless you. The more you give me the glory, the more I'm going to reign. Father, in the name of Jesus, this offspring of Sarah, bless her now, God. Hallelujah. From the crown of her head, God, down to her soles of her feet, God. Hallelujah, Lord, lift her up. Hallelujah, into your very presence. Hallelujah, cause her to know you in a deeper way. Hallelujah, in a more spiritual way. Hallelujah, Father, speak deep unto deep. Speak to the cellar of her soul, to the deep places, Lord. Heal the broken places. Heal the brokenness. Put her back together again, God, with your hand, your care, your precision, your love, your mercy. Hallelujah. Mend the broken pieces. Cause her to be whole. Cause her to be one with you. Heal the brokenness. Heal the loneliness. Heal what death has stole. Hallelujah. Repay it with life. Repay it with life, God. And life more abundant. Good God of mercy. Receive. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Father, what a precious vessel. Father, I ask now that you would look on her heart, not on the outward appearance, but on the inner man. God, weigh her consciousness, weigh her subconscious, try her heart, God. See that her heart is towards you. Father, I pray that you would bless her now. From the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We raise up a standard. Holy Spirit, raise up a standard of God. Hallelujah. Even as the enemy wants to flood her life, God, raise a standard. Holy Spirit, stand up strong. Be a mighty bulwark in her life, God. Do for her what no one else can do but God. In Jesus' name, from the crown of her head, Lord, from the crown of her head, Lord, down to the soles of her feet, Lord, anoint her, Lord, fresh oil, be upon you now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against the enemy that's attacking her life. We come against every foul spirit. We come against every demonic force. We come against it in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Shed on Calvary's cross. Yes, let it be a banner over her. Let it cover her on every side, Lord. The front, in the back, left and to the right. God bless her home. Cover it, Lord. Hallelujah. Every door, every window. Hallelujah. Every point of entry and exit. Let your presence abide there. Hallelujah. Cause goodness and mercy to dwell there. All the days of her life, God, be her portion. In Jesus' name. Mighty woman of God, the Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord be with you. Oh, bless his name. Yes, yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Jesus' name, mighty man of God.
Can run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. God said, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to show myself strong in your life. Jesus' name. You're going to eat the good of the land. He promised it. He promised it. Trust God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God.
Unto her, according to your word and according to your promise, strengthen her even now. Strengthen her, Lord. Hallelujah. Put your word in her heart. Put your word in her mouth. Cause her to be a trumpet under Zion. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pay for our friendship. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on, let's give the Lord the best praise. Come on, give him your best praise. Come on, your best. Your best. Your best. Your best. Come on, don't give him an unholy sacrifice. Don't give him the worst of your sheep. Come on, give him the best. Come on, give God your best. Lord, we thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I don't know what the rest of the church does, but Lord, I thank you. You've been good to me, better than I've been to myself. Lord, I thank you. My sins were crimson, scarlet, but you washed and made me free. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I give you the best praise. Hallelujah. The fruit of my lips. I clap my hands. I stomp my feet. I give you the praise right now for what you've done. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, John Mitchell. Turn it up. Turn it up. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Turn it up. Yes. Yes. Lord, I'm going to praise you from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. I refuse to let the rocks cry out for me. I refuse to let somebody praise you more. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I dare you to praise it. I dare you to praise God now. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for bringing me out. Thank you for bringing me over. I almost died, but the Lord picked me up, turned me around. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Yes. Yes. He heard my cry. Yes. When I was down, out, the Lord picked me up. When my mother and father shall forsake me, then the Lord shall pick me up in his own hands. That's why I got to praise him, Norm. He's done so much, so much, so much. He's done so much for me. That's why I love him. Yes. Yes. Give him a holy sacrifice. Don't give him what you don't want. Don't give him last week's praise. Morning by morning, new mercy. He blesses me. Every morning, new mercy I see. Every day, I get fresh bread, fresh bread, fresh bread. I get my daily bread. Therefore, I hunger not, nor do the children go lacking. Why, the Lord shall provide. Just tell three people, it's time to eat the good of the land. Tell them, it's time. It's time. It's time to eat. It's time to eat. The table has been prepared. It's ready for you. ready for your family, ready for your offspring. He'll do it. Yes. He's breaking yokes even now. Yeah, don't go out of here bound up. Shame on you if you go home the same way you came. Not when you got all this glory in the atmosphere. Not with all of this anointing in the house. Why in the world would you go back home the same way? I dare you to step in the water. I dare you. I double dare you. Step in the water and see what God will. I dare you this Sunday. Try God. Give him a try and see what your God can and will do for you. I'm telling you, the Lord is about to open a window in heaven. Here you go. Let the world go after the mega millions. Let them go after it. Let them spend their hard-earned money chasing something. But the children of the Most High, all we have to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. I'm telling you, he's going to do it. I got to quit. I got people I don't even know telling me, Pastor, we got to go. I know I'm over time, but I just feel something in my spirit, that's all. I feel something in my soul. I feel deliverance in the house. That's why I don't want you to go back the same way. I don't care if you don't get an order of collard greens. What God's going to do in your life is going to be so much better, so much bigger. Let God, let the Lord bless you. Let the Lord establish you in all your ways. Trust only in him. He shall direct.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm not trying to start anything, but I believe we have to let the Lord have his way. Hallelujah. We can't leave from this place until the Lord gives us permission. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that whoever came today, that you came and you got what you needed this morning. Hallelujah. That is my prayer. And at this time, I want to give two invitations. Hallelujah. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to give time this morning. Give time for you to do so now. Hallelujah. Maybe you have been wanting to accept the Lord, but you just didn't know how, or you weren't given an opportunity. And if that's you, today is your day. Hallelujah. All you got to do is lift up your hand and say, I want to accept the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask for our deaconess, Helena. I'm going to invite you to come. I'm going to invite you to come right now. Hallelujah. 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 And just pray this prayer with me. If you don't want to come to the front, I'm inviting our children. I'm going to close my eyes so I'm not looking at anybody. I'm going to invite our children as well, that if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm giving you time. The Lord is saying, come. The Lord is saying, come. That now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of salvation. Amen. Now is the time of salvation. Don't wait until it's too late for you. But now is the time of salvation. Just close your eyes and pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I realize I need you. I believe you died for my sins, and I believe you rose again. I ask you to come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins, and I choose to put you first this day. You are welcome in my heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 And parents, I encourage you to minister to your children. Don't believe that they have to only get saved in this house, in this church, but they can be saved at home too, through your ministry as a mother or a father, as a guardian, whatever it be. The second invitation I'm going to give is to become a member of this house of believers. We've been standing 75 years, 76 years. We have this t-shirt on as we celebrate our anniversary. Hallelujah. 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 So if you want to be a member of this church, of this band of believers, just lift your hand and one of our deacons, you can see us after. If you don't want to bring attention to yourself, that's fine too. But I just want to welcome you in this church. And I also want to welcome our visitors this morning. Amen. I pray that you felt welcome and that you were ministered to by the Holy Spirit. And I don't see for our announcements. So at this time, we're going to move to our time of giving and our announcements. I'm going to call our sister Kennedy McCoy as she gives our offering. Give her a hand as she comes.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309, Cash App $ Taylor Tabernacle. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offerings baskets next to the side ramp door, one for the tithe/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. You may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App $ Pastor Ford. Venmo at Jonathan Ford 25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kennedy. And at this time, I'm going to call up our sister Zakia. She gives us our announcements for the rest of the month and for August. Amen.
Good morning. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live, so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or to follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature at home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Now, on to our announcements. Today is Sunday, July 30th, and if you don't know, today is our second annual Soil to Sanctuary Farmers Market. So I encourage you, if you are not here yet, to make your way here. We will hold our market from 12 to 4 p.m., We have a large selection of fruit and vegetables for sale from our garden and from black and brown farms from all along the East Coast. In addition, we will have local black and brown vendors selling their unique products and services as well. So last year's farmers market was a success, and this year it looks to be even bigger and better. Can we talk about some of the things that we have offered today? So from my understanding, we're going to have honey, and that's going to go fast. So get out there, get your honey. I saw jewelry outside. I believe I saw some Taylor Tabernacle shirts. Are they for sale? Are they for sale? The Taylor Tabernacle shirts? Well, come down, go outside and find out. And not to mention, we have a host of fruits, vegetables, and also herbs that will be available today. So all of us are here, so we plan to attend. So please plan to financially support our garden. Let's support other black farmers and other black and brown business owners. And if you're hearing my voice today, this is your invitation to come down if you're not here already. Wednesday night, prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Yay! I don't know about you, but it's blessed me every week. Sunday school will continue on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. And on to August announcements. August 6th, we will not have communion service on August the 6th, so please put that on your calendar. August the 13th, we will have a cooking demo and tasting in the garden at 11:30 featuring Chef Sherry Jane. Chef Sherry Jane is passionate about following a biblical diet and helping people improve their overall health by eating unprocessed food. She completed the culinary program at Drexel University. In addition, August 13th, for all our parents and all our youth, is our Celeste Williams Scholarship Back to School Service. So we hope to see folks in the place so that we can get everybody prepared for going back to school. And we also hope that you will attend the service so that you can see all our honorees who will be receiving the Celeste Williams Scholarship. August 27th is a baptism service that will be held. Yes, baptism. It'll be held at 1 p.m. at Christ of Calvary Covenant Church. All are asked to attend. We're asking that all baptism candidates please see Deacon Todd to schedule and complete the mandatory baptism classes before August the 20th. Amen? It's time for the benediction. And as they come.
Once again, thank God for all of you. Come on, Bishop. Come on.
Good morning, everyone. Before we leave, I just wanted to say thank God for being present in his presence and enjoying a beautiful service today. In a way of announcements, I wanted to invite you to Cathedral of Faith Church of the Living God's 43rd anniversary, our Holy Convocation, August 5th, next Saturday, 11 o'clock a.m. at the Lansdowne Borough Hall, 155 Lexington Avenue, East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. Reverend Cheryl Hill Herder will be our speaker. And as I was looking back on our memories, she preached here last several years ago, right here at Taylor Tabernacle. And we're looking forward to her blessing us again. So if you would and are able, Saturday, August 5th, 11 a.m. Thank you so much. And thank God for Taylor.
Amen. Amen.
So, Bishop Ford, if you or someone on your staff could email that to Barb, we'll get it out in our social media feed so that folks would have that. Thank God for you. Thank God for all of you that are here today. Thank God for all of our young people. Look at all the young people in church today. This is why I can't believe the news. That's why I call the news fake media. They don't have all of our young men and all of our young women. Not when you have this, not just in church, but thank you in advance for all of them that are volunteering to serve. Thank God for all of our young people who submitted their application for the Celeste Williams Scholarship. The Lord bless you. the Lord keep you. So glad. I'm looking for her. She's got to be here. I don't see her. It could be who was the short person in there? Was it Zacchaeus? Zacharias? Who was short and couldn't see Jesus? Zacchaeus and had to climb up the tree. Now she's going to get mad at me for saying that. Is Aunt Peggy here? Like I said, I did all that. I can't see her because everyone has to, but I want everyone to turn. I know she look back towards the restroom. That is Aunt Peggy, Margaret Boudram. That's Jermaine's aunt. And she's here all the way from Dallas, Texas. Come on, will you do it? Get me out of trouble for calling her short. So y'all, somebody buy her some cabbage or something. Say the pastor didn't really mean that. He say that every Sunday. I also want to thank the Lord. My father-in-law is here. Charles Samuel's here. Thank God for him. All of our visitors, all of our friends, thank God for all of you. Please take advantage of the farmer's market. We're starting at the top of the hour. What a blessing this simple garden has been to this community. Nothing fancy, nothing over the top, just fresh produce. A Sunday doesn't go by. They may never come inside the church door, but a Sunday doesn't go by where they say, thank God that this church is here. What you're doing is having a direct impact on me and my family. And so we thank God, the planning committee, all those who are serving, all of those who are on the cleanup committee, and I do need more people on the cleanup committee. Don't everybody jolly jet out. But we need to, after all is done, we need to clean up and put everything back. But thank God for everybody, for all of you. So with that being said, I think that's all has been said and in order. Come on, shall we bow our heads? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages and the world without end. All of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor. See you outside.